So nobody important. Anyway.
so there it is anyway. There's also a joke.
It's just.
What do we got, dude? What do we got? Come on.
So biggest.
Who cares? Yeah, you're right. It is humor. And I agree.
Espionage.
Freaking woke culture. Get out of here.
Get out of here, you woke bastards.
Espionage what?
So the biggest espionage in U.S. history just occurred.
That's what you want to talk about?
It just got released.
God.
I know.
No, I know. It's just like, bro, like.
We got to talk about what people want
to
hear.
Do you know what Steve sent me? Before we get to that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Steve sent me something too. I bet he sent you the same. Oh, is it a picture guaranteed. Of something about?
Steve, a guy at work right now, right? Like, yeah, okay, we're all Trumpers and all that crap out here, I guess, too, but not like this guy, man.
Defense
this
Secretary Chris Miller just ordered a Pentagon-wide halt to cooperation with Joe Biden.
Hold on. This is an Instagram post coming from Trending Politics. I have no idea who that is or what account that is.
I also heard that from a different source, though.
President Trump is fighting back. It says, breaking, Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller just ordered a Pentagon-wide halt to cooperation with Joe Biden's transition. I know Matt just read that, but I wanted to read it like a news site. So, anyway, that's crazy, dude. But also, it's on Instagram. How am I supposed to believe? You know what? You can make this kind of post in anything.
Oh, yeah.
So, who cares? How is it? How do you know? The source, look at this, Axios. What the heck is Axios, dude? Do you know?
No.
I have zero idea what Axios is, dude.
So.
You know, honestly, our boy Albert probably doesn't work tomorrow. That's probably what's going on right now.
So he's partying it up.
What sucks is that I would have been like, okay, fine, I'm going to this awesome game tonight. Oh, by the way, I'm out here podcasting while my hometown football team is at freaking state finals, something like that. They're at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, hopefully kicking ass. We'll see what happens.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Eagles. You know,
Eagles,
not
baby.
Number one Fly. until this year, I guess. So if you're out there listening after this is, you know, recorded and sent, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Hell yeah. So, Matt, you want to talk about this freaking whatever it is? What'd you call it?
Biggest espionage in U.S.
Biggest
history?
Espionage in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Let's get toasty. This is the Toasty Podcast. My name's Sky.
And I'm Matty B.
And let's do it. Cut. Okay. All right. Here we are. Yeah. So what the heck happened, dude? So wasn't there something against Trump? Didn't someone say, like, he's not doing anything, and they were mad?
So we knew about this 9 months ago. The U.S. government did 9 months ago.
What?
Yeah.
Before pandemic. Before the pandemic.
No, because the pandemic's been going on about 10 months.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm sorry. Went out to eat with my roommates and fell into a food coma. I apologize. Let's reschedule this. Hey, dude, Albert, you're cool, man. You're good.
It's all good, man.
Hey, podcasts are cool as fuck.
Food
coma. It's all good, brother. You know, food is definitely important. It's definitely important. Important.
Just going to read that.
I'll hit you up next week.
Oh, man. So I'm not finding that. Yeah, I'm not finding the.
Okay, where the heck does this. Man, where does this guy live? Do you know?
Houston, I think. I don't know for sure.
All right. I told him I'd hit him up next week. We cool?
That sounds great.
Awesome, dude. Steak sauce! Okay, so.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay, so it's 9 months this has been going on. So how the heck did we not. Obviously, we didn't know about it because I think it's like bad for us to know about it. Is that right? Is that how that works?
So they probably, I don't know, this just came out today, and I don't know, I haven't done a whole lot of research, I wasn't prepared to talk about it, honestly, but from what I know, it's been going on for about 9 months, the Russians are confirmed to be behind it, according to U.S. intelligence sources, and I think they knew that this was going on, they were trying to figure out who was behind it, and they didn't want to say for sure until they actually, like, really had significant
because
evidence.
Because it could be a big deal when they say it.
It could mean
Cold War.
It's an act of war, is what it is.
Is it? Is that what that is?
Absolutely is. So, you know, and Russians have perpetrated acts of war, quote unquote, before, and we just don't we don't really retaliate because we don't need a war with Russia right now. That's not mutually beneficial for anybody.
I need your political expertise here.
Okay.
But when you're in a state of emergency, does the president stay the same automatically?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
not. So you
not.
Still do the same thing
Civil
as always.
Civil War, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted a landslide, but there was still an election, middle of the Civil War.
For real?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Absolutely.
It's good to know. It's
World,
good to know.
World War II. FDR was elected for the first time in 1938, and then we got into World War II in 1941. He was reelected in 42, then reelected again in 46, and then reelected again in He was elected in 36, I believe. Did I have that right? Whoa!
Wow, let's look it up, dude.
You're gonna have to look it up for me.
What am I looking up?
Just type in FDR.
FDR, yeah.
But anyway, he was elected during he was elected in 32. Duh.
32nd president.
Yeah.
From 33 until his death.
Yes.
45.
Okay. So yeah, elected in 32.
Okay.
Served from 33 to 45 when he died in office.
Okay.
But he was so he died at the very, very end of World War II, like just a few months before it ended officially.
So I found a little article from USA Today. Wait a second. You said, well, what were you going to say after that?
But the thing is, during World War II, we had a presidential election.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the whole point right there. 1940.
So we still do it. We still do it no matter what.
1944, we had a
Trump. That's not a third way for Trump to win or whatever.
There's lots of ways.
I was just thinking, you know.
The only way left for him to win at this point is.
Like legitimately, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Legally.
You heard it here first.
Is if. If the votes go into the
these are so comfortable.
Go into the Congress, and there is a House member and a senator that both sign a proclamation, essentially, that says we don't believe these votes are valid. We don't think that we're challenging the votes. Essentially, they have to have a member of the House, member of the Senate. And then once they have both of those signatures on, like I think it's a petition or a grievance letter or something, it has to be accepted. That letter has to be accepted by the president of the Senate, which is the vice president, Mike Pence. And then Mike Pence goes, okay, well, I don't want to certify this election. We're kicking it to a House vote, essentially. And each state gets one vote.
What vice president in his position would want to certify the votes? Let's be honest. Because it would automatically seem like a freaking bad move,
well,
no matter what, right?
What happened in 2000?
Is that what happened?
Al Gore was vice president at the time and president of the Senate. And he got very high marks from everybody because of how he conducted himself during the Electoral College certification. January 6th is when it's constitutionally mandated to crack open the votes and count them in the House chambers, the congressional chambers. And Al Gore was like, there's a video of all this, but there was a Florida congressperson that said, I think that blacks were disenfranchised during this vote, and there were certain votes that weren't counted in Florida counties, and this needs to be addressed. And Al Gore was like, well, do you have a senator that went on to this with you? And he's like, the congressperson's like, I have me and this chairperson of the House and 46 other House members, but I don't have a senator that would sign on. He said, well, I'm going to have to drop it dead because you don't have a senator that signed on with it, and we're going to have to continue with the vote count, and I'm going to have to certify my opponent, George W. Bush, as president-elect. So he did that, and he followed the Constitution exactly as he should have, and that was that. Now, the exact opposite could happen where, well, not the opposite, but a senator could sign on. Now, it could be Mike Lee from Utah. It could be Ted Cruz from Texas, or it could be Rand Paul from Kentucky. But those three senators Rand Paul especially, and also Ted Cruz was willing to argue in front of the Supreme Court – But those three senators have like explicitly expressed deep concern with the election, and have all, I know that Rand Paul and Ted Cruz have both used the term stolen and fraudulent when it comes to the election.
Yeah, yeah. But like you always say, you know, talk is cheap, and you always say political stunt. Like, that's your, like, your favorite thing to say.
Yeah.
It really is. Because, like, half of the things that happen are political stunts.
Yeah. Now, Matt Gaetz, or Gates, however you, I think it's Matt Gaetz, from the Florida Panhandle, I think it's Florida's first congressional district, so it's, like, far east, far west Florida. And he was like, I'm not going to say one thing or the other, but... he was on Newsmax, and he essentially said that, look, me and another senator are going to do this without explicitly saying it.
So now we've got, a senator. Now we got to get a member of the House,
he's
right?
in the House.
Oh, shoot. So we have a senator and a House.
Yeah.
Then what else we need again? Third one? There's not a third one. That's it, right?
That's it.
Then Mike Pence has to do what he does.
Yeah.
So you keep saying that, you know, all this stuff's political stunts. It's not going to happen.
The hearings are all political stunts.
I know, but we've already established, besides that, we already talked about on the show, Biden's going to be elected. We're like, yeah, he's done. It's done. So hearing that makes me think you're not like that.
No, I'm saying that's the only path, like the only legal constitutional path to victory
is that
Trump is that, and that is like literally like 200-to-1 shot.
How is that a 200-to-1 shot? It sounds pretty freaking done to me the way you're explaining it. Because Mike Pence will just say, "I'm not going to certify these votes. That's crazy."
But what would happen? I mean,
doesn't he pass along to the House? You think it'll just be shot down at that point?
No, if it gets that far, the states are going to vote.
See
for
what I'm saying?
Trump,
exactly.
It's 30-to-20
right.
Republicans.
So where in this line that you're talking about is a 200-to-1 shot?
So here's the deal: Mitch McConnell, extremely powerful. He is the Senate Majority Leader, right now, at least, if, you know, we win the two Georgia runoffs, he will remain Senate Majority Leader. He just won re-election. He's also from Kentucky. So him and Rand Paul, the two senators from Kentucky. And he congratulated Biden on his Electoral College victory and said him and Kamala Harris are going to be the next president.
Oh, that's what you that much because he's so powerful. Leader he's the guy.
And the thing is, if Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or Mike Lee want to get anything done in the next 6 years, they better just back off. And today, news came out. Well, it's kind of like hearsay from a SCOTUS staffer, from Supreme Court staffer. He's a clerk, actually, for the Supreme Court. And he said that when the nine justices go off into a room, it's just them in this room, no staffers, no clerks, no cell phones, no computers, no microphones, no nothing. It's quiet. They go in there, they deliberate, they decide. That's when they decide whether to take up a court case. And he or she said that usually it's very cordial, you know, they're...
Dude, I agree, so. Because like, honestly, can you imagine what it's...
But when they were arguing about the Texas case, there was screaming and yelling. The Supreme Court justices, the most powerful judges in the world, were literally screaming and yelling at each other about this. Chief Justice John Roberts, who's basically a liberal now, appointed by George W. Bush, but he's basically a liberal. He's always siding with the liberals. He helped sustain Obamacare when it was being challenged. He said that the penalty for not having Obamacare was a tax, and that's how we have Obamacare today, is because of him. He's a crook.
Taxation is theft.
Yeah, so he's a crook. Anyway, he was yelling, and he's reportedly said that he is essentially afraid of people rioting if they take up the case. So mob rule. And that's why we have the Electoral College to begin with, is to prevent mob rule like that. Because when our country was being founded...
So what, if that's supposed to prevent it, what I don't understand is, isn't that why you would say, okay, we're doing this, this is the right thing?
They're cowards.
Because the Electoral College would essentially combat the mob rule,
mm-hmm.
but they're just falling to the mob rule now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really good take. That's a juicy freaking take.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. I didn't know that. How do you know there was screaming? Who said that?
A Supreme Court clerk.
And he was like, oh, shoot.
We don't know who they were clerking for.
Right. They just said they're screaming and yelling,
right? My guess would be Alito or Clarence Thomas.
They were just yelling at each other? If it's just a normal freaking statement like that, like, yeah, I heard them yelling at each other, I would believe it. If it's him saying specifically, this was said and this was said and this is crazy, would a clerk be in the room?
No, the clerk wasn't in the room. They were on the other side of the wall and heard the yelling through the wall.
Right, and I would be like, dude, I heard yelling through the wall. It was crazy. That's where my statement would stop.
John Roberts,
and I would totally
saying,
believe that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Like some statements you hear and you're like, okay, too much.
But the whole reason we have electoral college and that we're not afraid, but we're very cautious and conscientious of mob rule is because the American Revolution was happening pretty much the exact same time as the French Revolution, and they happened in very different ways. We fought a war, and then we fought a war against Britain, won our independence, and said, look, we can't have all this government. We've got to have rule by the people. And the best way to do that is a republic, democracy, mm-hmm. with an electoral college, so that if something gets crazy popular that's not a good idea, it won't just something that manifests in cities and crowds and just spreads like wildfire.
Right.
You can't be, it prevents a overreactionary government. And in France, they were pure democracy. Just everybody gets one vote, and they were so out of control with it. There was literally two or three beheadings a day of high office officials in France. And they were like, the founders of this country were like, we cannot have that in this country. We've got to have a slower process so that people have time to cool down, collect their thoughts, hear both sides of the argument, and then make a decision.
But right now, we don't have that.
No. Right now, we have
not at all
a giant bloated bureaucracy that makes quick decisions for us, and we don't have time to think or argue about it. Look how fast Obamacare was passed. There was no deliberation. Nancy Pelosi said, you got to pass it to see what's in it. Stuff like that. Look at the stimulus bill. There was a $3 trillion. That's an insane amount of money. It's an unfathomable amount of money. Passed like that within a month of being written.
Based on citizens needing money. But what else? That's the thing. They used that front cover. You know, the album cover was, you get money.
Mm-hmm. And oh, $1,200. Cool. I'm out.
No one listened to the CD, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, there was enough money in that first stimulus bill to give every family $20,000 cash. And everybody gets $1,200 and is happy and cool with it and doesn't care. The French Laundry, that restaurant that Gavin Newsom went to in California, he's governor of California.
That he went to without a mask on with people around him and sat there.
Those weren't just people. Those were medical lobbyists for the medical industry. They were lobbyists.
So that's even a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And he's going down, dude.
He should.
Do you know there's a petition right now? You know there's a petition right now to actually overthrow? Is that what it's called?
No, it's a recall.
Recall. He's halfway there. They're halfway there. They're literally halfway.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
That's only to put it to a vote, and he won't get recalled.
Right. It was only you don't think so?
No.
Bro, he's Dunsky's, dude. He's gotta be, man.
He won't get reelected.
He's gotta be, dude. I mean,
lots
people
of people
are fleeing.
Lots of people survive a recall, though. Schwarzenegger survived a recall.
God dang it, man. All right. Well, hold on a second. Let me get this done.
What was I saying before? Just earlier. Is it on? I got distracted by
my name. I'm sorry.
No.
Hey, can you keep talking?
I'm listening. Talking? You good? Sound good?
Oh, I can look at it right here.
Hey, look at that. Hey, we're in the yellow.
We don't have to look at it anymore.
So I don't have to put it where it was. But wow, is this crazy? Oh my gosh. Okay, I had to make sure I wasn't super loud, you know?
We're going to have to edit this part out.
Huh?
So we're going to have to edit this part out.
Why?
It's sloppy.
Dude, it's a podcast, first of all. I'm getting tired of this whole, I got to make this freaking thing like polished.
Well, you can still like clip out the parts that aren't like relevant, right?
I can, dude, but I'm the more I watch podcasts and listen to them, besides Ben Shapiro's show, They're not. It's fine. Like,
how
it's
popular
cool.
are those podcasts?
Well, one of them is Joe Rogan's. He doesn't give a crap.
Well, yeah, that's Joe Rogan. Does his though. Thing, dude. Not Joe Rogan.
But he before not he got cool to be Joe Rogan, he was doing the same crap. It's not like he changed his ways because he's famous. He was just being himself, doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm tired of putting on a face, man. I'm tired of it, dude. Makeup that's why we're doing tough. The abortion podcast. That's why we're doing all these other. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm gonna freaking get people on. I'm gonna get guests on. I don't care who they are. Come on, talk about the stuff. You know, just talk about stuff. When they go to the restroom, I'm not gonna freaking edit that out. You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So.
Anyway, back to what we were saying.
What were we saying?
We're not going to get, he's not going to get recalled. Even if he does, he could win.
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
matter. It doesn't matter anyway. But back to the original thing, the juice. They were yelling. Supreme Justices are yelling at each other. And they're just trying to keep mob rule. How do we fix that?
We were talking about the French Laundry and how they got $1.2 million from the coronavirus relief, the PPP.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that money is missing, didn't really go to the employees, and yeah, I was gonna say most of the money that Gavin Newsom distributed went to his friends, people he regularly came into contact with. So I think there's a good chance there could be a criminal probe out for a lot of these people right now.
You think so? Like mm-hmm. right now, behind this, even the. But I thought the central, or I saw, sorry, not the central, but I thought the intelligence agencies. You know, all 17 of them, whatever the heck they are,
mm-hmm.
I thought they were always against Trump.
Yeah, they pretty much are.
I mean, they pretty much are, right?
Yeah.
They're actually almost against every president if the president doesn't agree with them. Like, essentially, it seems like they get into office and they're like, okay, well, here's this. So if you want us to be on your side, listen to us and we won't release this.
Yeah.
Pretty much, it's what it seems like.
Well,
so you think there's really, they're actually doing that? They're actually going to probe these criminals, but the ones that are always on their
side.
The
thing is, if you're a mid or low level FBI agent and you take down the governor of California,
will you actually get a medal or will you get fired?
That's a huge resume booster.
Will you get fired or you know what I'm saying?
Even if you do get fired from the FBI, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go work for a private investigation firm and make three times the money.
Or commit suicide.
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't think that would happen?
No.
You don't think they're going to drive off a cliff?
No.
This is obviously, they're not actually
FBI
suicide,
agents
right?
are
suicide.
So FBI. Okay, yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, if it's not real suicide.
Cut,
I'm
yeah.
talking about. I'm talking murder. About that. I'm talking about murder. I'm talking about murder.
Yes.
But suiciding themselves. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I do not believe the FBI is like pure. I don't believe the CIA is pure. I don't believe.
Well, yeah.
The ATF is pure.
You'd have to be stupid to think that they
were
any
human,
part of the
right?
federal government is. Is like good, benevolent.
Right. So, and I know we're all freaking human. Like, I'm not pure,
yeah.
right? But I fully believe, yeah, they would cut someone's brakes. Yeah, they would freaking not do a criminal probe because it's in their best interest not to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. But you really think so? They're doing that right now? Steve's all out here saying, dude, they're going ham. The next 2 weeks, we're going to see some stuff fall. I'm like, what are you talking about, Steve?
Well,
he's like, they're going really intensely into stuff. And why? Oh, my gosh.
The thing is with Steve is he likes to listen to this guy on YouTube. And I listen to him just to get his perspective. But he is so full of crap. Dr. Steve Turley. He's on YouTube.
Oof, chill, dude. You see that?
Whoa.
Dang, dude. I almost shook the whole freaking room.
But, no, this guy, Dr. Steve Turley, he's constantly, like, I mean, literally 2 or 3 videos a day. And then just 10... to 15-minute videos, and he's just like, this is it. This is the one. You know, Trump's going to get – this is his path to victory. He's going to do this and this, and then these guys are going down. They're all going to go to jail, and nothing happens. And he's just like every day he spews crap like this.
So the next path, it's always the next path.
Yeah, he's always on to the next
he's running,
thing.
He's running on his thing, dude. He's running on, like, money right now, like, as far as, like, he's trying to get –
he's trying to get the
stuff,
views
right?
and promote himself, yeah.
So I'm going to change this real quick, and I will edit that out just because I know you really want to. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to get off Zoom, and I'm going to put it on our own little OBS studio so it's not
ooh,
delayed.
Okay.
All right, we're back at it again. You know what I'll do there? I'll just throw in a...
advertisement?
I guess, yeah. Guess I'll just throw in a freaking ad again. Yeah. Hey, guys, if you want the before the pre-pod, if you will, go to patreon.com/toastypodcast. And we also do the full episode there. I have currently one patron, and
patron on Patreon.
Thank you for being a part of the team. So anyone else who wants to join, just get out there and do it, man. Helps us out, helps us get equipment, helps us make podcasts better for you, the listener. We are about the content. And like I said in my pre-patron special, I don't plan to do that forever. So, cool.
Cool, yeah.
Where were we?
The most the most recalls I've seen for Gavin Newsom is about half. Mm-hmm. So, and it would need
we're on half, dude. I think we're on half, dude.
It needs to pick up a lot of steam. I mean, 1.2 million signatures are what's needed.
Well, and I also feel like, that's weird. I also feel like people aren't, like, you think Joe Rogan's on the recall? No, because he doesn't live there anymore. He just fled. He just left. He's like, ah, screw this. I'm out.
But that's the thing is,
what if there's a lot of people just like, I don't care. I'm out.
They're getting a lot of moderates that are still there, you know, that lean blue while we voted for Biden, that are like, man, this is just not making any sense. Like, I own this restaurant, and, you know, things have just been going downhill ever since he started doing these lockdown
orders. So, I listen to Joe Rogan way too much. I really do. I need to stop. And it's insane. I got to stop doing that. Because, like, all you do is watch someone else's podcast. You're like, man, that podcast is great. I want to do what they do. You know, that's stupid. I can't do that. I got to stop.
Yeah, do your own thing.
Besides the whole freaking no edits thing, I'm still on that. I'm not that stupid. Okay. We shouldn't edit because it's just like, why are we doing this? It's a podcast. It's the whole point. But he had a story, and he was like, yeah, apparently there was this restaurant that was open. Sorry, that wasn't open. And she built patio seating for the restaurant, spent all of her money on that, and right across the street, a freaking studio, they're doing a movie set, and they were all eating over there.
They had set up basically the exact same thing.
You know what
thing.
I'm talking
about? Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
I've seen the video. It's absurd.
It's absurd, and she's crying. And I'm like, dude, that's BS.
It's not even across the street. It's in her parking lot is where they set this up. This movie production
set
up this catering. That's where a food truck's going to come in and feed all the film crew, and that's totally okay. Per the, I believe it's the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti.
Because they literally survive off of video creation, content creation. That's L.A. Dude, screw you guys and your freaking uppity crap. I'm tired of it, dude. Hollywood is not it anymore. You know that?
Oh yeah.
It's controlled by China. We're done.
Yeah.
And I hate to throw that out there. I hate doing that where I'm just like, it's controlled by China.
What really got me sold on that Hollywood is controlled by China and that movie studios are mostly owned by China. Disney's got a huge Chinese ownership base.
It's crazy, man.
The thing that really got me and that really like put it to light for me is I was watching The Martian. It's a good movie. Not a great movie because of this reason.
It's decent, yeah.
It's a good movie with Matt Damon, who I think is a good actor.
Dude, this is good. Love it. Give me the juice.
So, there's a scene in the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it. It's worth watching. It's a good movie.
This won't be a spoiler alert either, or a spoiler.
No, it won't. Yeah, it's a tiny little spoiler, but it's not not going to ruin the movie for you. So there's this point in the movie where obviously he's stuck on Mars. It's the whole premise of the movie. And the United States NASA is about to go send up this rocket to feed him. And it's just a rocket with food on it. Essentially, it's gonna shoot up, feed him, and keep him alive until they can send the other astronauts in like 18 months or whatever it is. And everyone's like, okay, cool. NASA's got this. It's freaking NASA. Like they're the best of the best. The U.S. the brightest and the best country in the world. So they send up this rocket and it freaking blows up before it even gets to space. Just like Challenger style, blows up. And they're like, oh man, we don't have time to build another rocket. What are we going to do? And China comes in and is like, okay, American, like we have this rocket that y'all can use if you pay us, and we'll put a bunch of freaking fried rice and crispy orange chicken on it, and let's ship it up to space so Matt Damon can eat, right?
That's not even what they like. Chinese food is like an unknown thing to them.
Crispy duck. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
So
it would definitely be.
Beijing beef?
No, like a dog. Oh my God. All right. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, so they send up this rocket, and then, long story short, it's a perfect success. Everything goes like perfectly smooth, and China comes to save the day, you know, because the U.S. is incompetent and can't put a rocket in space we've done idiots, like a jillion times. Yeah.
No,
like,
it wasn't.
How'd your moon landing go, China? How'd that work out for you?
The space race wasn't even between them. It was between us and Russia. Like,
yeah, the USSR. Right? So
come on, dude.
Stupid. China is just the worst. So anyway, that's what really like put it in my head that like, wow, China really does control movie studios.
Yeah, because you can you imagine?
Can you imagine
who was the director
20 years ago?
Why would we put that in the movie?
Right,
that random little tidbit, literally just like a 30 seconds added on, probably
part of the plot. They could
has
just
nothing
had
to do with the plot. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They could just have the U.S. rocket be a success, and it wouldn't have changed the movie at all.
Another chill, man. I'm getting them, dude. I love that feeling, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm so alive. Yeah, we're talking about something you think.
Well, not
real.
That. Well, yeah, okay. But the
Are you getting chills from being cold, or getting chills from like how awesome this podcast is right now?
I just get. I think it's dope. This is legit, but also it's always legit, dude. Dopest podcast in town, but also the only podcast in town.
In Newark.
Third of all. It's not. It's like not from getting cold. I don't know what it's from. What's a chill from? You know?
I'm not a biologist. I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, China has a just a stranglehold on a lot of our media when it comes to newspapers and
dude, I had to make that
feel way better.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
So when it comes to movie studios, news, a lot of it is just the narrative is just very subtly controlled by China. They have a lot of they have 1.4 billion people to our they have literally over a billion more people than we do. To put that into perspective,
I'm not trying to be out here doing this, but check this out. Chills are caused by rapid muscle contraction and relaxation, bro. They are the body's way of producing heat when it feels cold.
Yeah,
chills,
that's why you shiver.
Often predict the coming of a fever, or an increase in the body squat. The chills that they're talking about are not chills that they're talking about. Are like you're sitting here like
shivering.
Nah, but I'm like you get that little, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
little like an aliens around you.
Ooh,
what if that was it? What if that was it? It's interdimensional beings touching me, and I'm like, oh, get off! Oh no, my body's like,
bastard.
You know how horses like will move one part of their body. Like their butt will just move, so they're like, boop, and then boop, and then their freaking fly flies away, and you're like, yeah, you got him. That's what you're doing. Your body's like, whoa, dude, oh,
maybe,
it's gone now.
Maybe an interdimensional being like slapped the horse in the butt. The horse is like, get off me, you interdimensional being.
I wasn't trying to put this little three finger, you know, because that.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
I was going to say, did you do that with your, like motion?
Come up.
That way, whoop! Make it go away.
Move the, if you guys can't, see it, but there's a pop-up that happened.
Window.
A window that popped up on my TV because my computer's connected to it. So, anywho,
freaked
now you get it.
Me out.
All right, cool.
It, like, coincided exactly with your hand movement. I was like, do you have gesture control TV? That's intense.
I wish, dude, but I don't. That's not how it works.
I don't wish
here.
Because we both kind of use our hands sometimes, and if I did this and it like stopped recording, I'd be like, no, that's
even
fine.
When I say, hey, what's up, I'm using my hands. Hey, what's up, dude? Yeah! You know, I'm like freaking all over the place, you know? Everyone's always said that. You use your hands a lot. I'm like, yeah, dude, is that bad? Nah.
It's more common to women than it is men. So, makes you gay. Just kidding.
That's it. That's the determining
just
factor right there, man. You know, I wear bow ties. That's not it. You know? I'm
yeah.
not saying it should be.
Everybody
honestly,
makes
yeah,
mistakes.
It should be masculine. So. Okay. You know what?
Easy, Bill Nye. Easy.
Yeah, yeah. So here we are. Espionage. Let's bring it back around.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to get your intense view on the election. That's the first time you've given me the today's prediction.
Yeah.
I know it changes throughout the whole time that we're doing this, but the whole freaking they didn't do it because of mob rule, that's crazy.
Because explicitly, John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was, quote, afraid of riots.
Yeah. No, and that's quotes.
We don't
it's
want,
like,
we don't want riots going on if we take up this Supreme Court case. It's like, how much
what
of a
you're
coward are you? That doesn't
what
matter.
What you're essentially telling us is that the right is a more logical and reasonable people than the left.
And the sky is blue and grass is green. Sky.
Come no. on, man. Listen, dude. Listen.
Liberals often listen. Think with emotion listen. Irrational.
You can't. Thought. I know, but that's always this thing that we say and everyone says it and we're all against each other and blah, blah, blah. But whenever an official that's a deciding factor in something like this big says, yeah, we can't do this because we don't want riots.
Because
you're
afraid.
You're clearly saying, because you're afraid of riots. You're clearly saying it. I know you're saying it like it's always been a known fact. Yeah. It's sure it's a known fact to us. And we're like, oh, we're on the right side, you're idiots. You know, that's always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the stupid bickering and the stupid arguments of 12-year-olds, I'm talking about he's almost spitting facts. That's what I'm saying. It almost becomes more of a fact.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Even moderates can see that and be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This whole year has showed people probably that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you going to let your life be dictated by fear or by logic? And if you look at COVID is the perfect example. If you look at COVID.
Let's see what happens here.
And you.
Oh, dude. Beautiful.
Great sound.
Beautiful.
If you look at COVID and you go, wow, logically, I have literally a 0.002% chance of dying as a, healthy 20-something year old.
Heck yeah, man.
Then
my immune system's up to par.
You're not gonna be afraid.
You're also not gonna close down gyms.
Yeah, and if you look at it from the fear perspective, you look at what could happen. Like, oh man, this is killing people. Infections are going up, deaths are going up, which is a whole other subject. Recorded deaths are a total crock. It's a hugely inflated.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But the people don't know
much,
that.
No, I do think that a majority of people are on board.
No.
You think so?
Absolutely not.
I mean,
I hear from high-level hospital officials, I can't be named, that they're afraid of COVID because of all of the deaths that are going on. I'm like, well, if you look at the deaths and you look at like maybe number of flu cases from last year to this year, flu cases are down 98% from last year to this year.
I know, it's like...
don't die on me.
I'm sorry, that pure prickly pear cactus infusion is getting me.
Is that what this is, prickly pear? I was like, this doesn't taste like just lime. Okay, it is lime and prickly
pear. Dude, it's an infusion. It's like, honestly, like, you want to drink a White Claw, be my guest, and I'm going to call you gay, but like, this is the closest thing to it without being gay.
I mean, if you say so.
Michelob Ultra. Get some. Get after it.
Drink Michelob. Sponsor us, please.
Yeah, brother.
You can't hold a Michelob and go, yeah, brother. It does not have
it does,
the same.
It does, dude. We're in Texas. Okay?
No, dude.
I can drink a Michelob and be just fine.
Maybe if you lived in like Rhode Island.
Jesus. Do you drink margaritas?
I mean, seldomly.
But you drink them.
Sometimes.
Get off my case.
How is this a margarita?
It's not, but it's the same idea. People think
there's
margaritas,
no tequila in this.
People think you're not a man if you drink a margarita. Now, I would call them idiots, but that does happen.
A margarita on the rocks can be a very manly drink. Okay?
Look, dude, I'm just going to be an old person to say, I saw on Facebook today that an ETA, that's her name on Twitter, said, you are not a man if you're drinking a margarita. I obviously commented because I'm a commenter. I'm one of the guys that gets annoyed in comments.
I'm angry.
No one can know, though. Separate Sky Day from the Toasty Podcast. Oh, shoot.
Don't
I was like,
your real name?
ETA can get wrecked. We have beeritas in Texas. That's all I said, man. Because beer and margarita go together as one.
That's true. Well, okay.
Holy ceremony.
You've had
holy matrimony.
You've had a margarita. Okay, so the best way to make a margarita, right, is use whatever tequila you like. It doesn't matter. Honestly, tequila, in my opinion. Don't shoot me for saying that, okay?
But they won't, because anyone that would get mad at us doesn't have a gun.
Hell yeah. And then you get tequila and you get friggin' margarita mix, whatever. A little bit of fresh lime, some salt, and a Corona.
That's a beerita.
You put that Corona in. No, not like a beerita.
You mix it? Dude, you're telling me, you're going to tell me a beerita. You're not going to know
like
what I'm talking about.
A part. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You've gone to freaking... on the border and gotten one?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, I have. Come on, man.
I just want to make sure.
We live in America, okay?
I don't know.
The greatest country in the world. You have to have at least one of those things.
No, Texas is the greatest country in the world. You take that back.
We'll be in a few months.
Dude, did you hear they were talking about that?
Oh, they've all never had
They've always talked about it, I know, but like it came up on the freaking media that everyone's watching. Came up with the mainstream media. That's probably not even accurate, but it doesn't matter. They were like, yeah, Texas is talking about trying to secede and how they would pull it off. They need a vote, you know?
At this point, I'm getting more and more down for it, honestly.
I was down for it at the beginning of 2020 before the pandemic hit. We talked about it. We had an episode about it. When was that episode?
We made a short about it.
Can you imagine? Can you believe? So we're 30 episodes deep, right?
Dang.
But you would think we'd be 52 episodes deep. Or close to it.
We had a hiatus.
We're close to it, right? We did because I was building the studio, trying to get this. It's not even built yet, but I was trying to get everything moved.
Better.
The point is, we started in December. We did. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Episode one, The Unpopular Opinion. You know?
Yeah.
Totally changed the name. I love it now. I'm okay
toasty
with it.
Toasty Podcast is
it's
the,
fine.
Is the
toasty
way to
Podcast
go.
Way to go. It's freaking, it just so gets you, dude. Everyone laughs. You're like, oh. You know, it's called the Toasty Podcast. They're like, what? But they're going to remember it.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Exactly. Anyway, whatever. Move along here. We're at episode 30. Sorry, guys. Sorry, fans. We're getting better. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Wait till we get to episode 100. Bam, bam, we're going to do something cool. We're going to have like a Ted Cruz on for episode 100.
Wouldn't that be sweet? No, what I've got happening right now, I'm trying to get some high-level officials of Texas on, which they're not really high level, but whatever. I'm trying what I'm trying. I'm trying to get reach out and get my hand in there. You know what I'm saying? Get the hand in the cookie jar.
Anybody is anybody, okay?
I also reached out to some people on Instagram, which doesn't work ever because I guess these people have agents. Who would have thought, right? So if you want to be on the show, though, please hit us up. We need guests. I actually have a current ad running that says we need guests.
Creative. So,
Espionage, though, right? What do you want to talk about first?
Are we back on that?
Dude, you haven't even finished it.
The thing is, though.
You brought it up.
I don't even.
You brought it. You said, we're talking about this today. I'm excited about it. And then we talked about it, and we said what was happening, and that's it.
That's all I know, though. That's all I know about it. It's brand. It just got released today. Like, we don't know
that
much
about
it.
What I want to know is, it's been happening for 9 months.
Why haven't we said? Because it's
what have we been doing for 9 months?
We
need to make sure, right?
The Department of Justice has a policy of not talking about ongoing investigations.
Okay, now
that's why they didn't talk about Hunter Biden. That's why
they
didn't talk about Hunter Biden.
I'm down.
So, what's your question? What'd they take?
Now, here's the next thing I was going to ask. They didn't tell us for now, but now that they told us, what is your thing about? Or what is your not prediction? What do you think is going to be the thing? You said this is an act of war. What does this mean for us? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if Joe Biden gets in the White House, it'll become absolutely nothing. He'll be like, it's no big deal. Y'all just go ahead and just relax, I guess.
Hey,
Kamala, what do we do? Why are we here?
Did you see her leg? What? What do you even say? You would say something crazy right
Joe
there.
Joe Biden is not all there.
Okay, anyway, whatever, dude. You're
this,
right about that.
There's a clip. So Stephen Colbert interviewed President Obama, former President Obama, a few weeks ago. And
a few weeks ago?
Very recently.
Oh.
Very, very recently. 10 days, 2 weeks ago, something like that. And I saw this clip. It was okay, so I watched this guy on YouTube. I'm a big YouTuber. His name's Fleckus.
Fleckus Talks.
Fleckus
Dude,
Talks.
You're all over it. You send me the ones every time. It's like the culture.
This Week in the Culture. One just came out today. Shout out to Fleckus Talks. Okay, for real.
Dude, you want
to
have him on?
He makes some awesome. I would love to.
What is his name actually? Fleckus?
That's his nickname. His
Flex
name's,
this, brother. Flex this! Anyway, no, I'd be
Austin,
down to have him, dude.
Austin
for sure.
Fletcher is his name. Is his actual
whatever,
name.
Man. Come
anyway,
on.
Anyway,
let's hang out.
Don't get me too distracted. So, what?
It's the same stuff. We're talking about the same stuff.
So, in This Week in Culture, he had this clip in this video of the interview where Stephen Colbert is interviewing former President Obama, and former President Obama says some stuff like blatantly. I guess he forgot he was in an interview because he basically was like, I can't remember verbatim, but I'm paraphrasing, obviously. He said that he was kind of just like half joking, you know, very like smooth Obama style. He's the best public speaker I've ever seen in my life, for sure. In this very, very smooth way, he just goes, you know, when it comes to a second or a third term. He misspoke like that. And he goes, when it comes to like a third term, obviously I can't run again. But if it was like, you know, I could have somebody up there similar, someone I trusted and knew well, and I could just say something and they'd have a little microphone in their ear and they would just say what I say and basically be a front for me. I would totally be down for that. He said that.
Okay, we're paraphrasing, but here's the thing. You can fact check us. You fact check us by going to Fleckus Talks and watching the This Week in Culture.
Yeah, or watch that interview.
Find that interview.
Stephen Colbert, President
Stephen Colbert
Obama.
Interview. Very so there recent. You go. There's your fact check. Now we can continue. That's crazy, dude.
It was early December.
That's insane, man. Yeah. Early December?
Yes.
Like
this
year?
Month. Yeah.
Oh, this month?
Yeah.
Holy
crap, super
this
recent.
Month.
This happened like 2 weeks
God.
Ago. Yeah, and he's
oh,
like, he's
man,
like,
crazy, dude.
He basically said, oh, if I could have a surrogate in the White House, I'd be down for that. Because
that's what they've been saying, dude. They've been saying they're investigating him for that, right? Or are they not investigating him? They're not investigating
I have
him.
No idea.
They were talking about how Obama literally has been setting this up since he got out of the White House. He stayed in D.C. because of that.
Yeah.
And he's like in
how
there.
Many presidents stay in D.C.?
Exactly everyone None. Else's point. Now, here's the deal. You ready for this? The person that told me all this stuff? Mm-hmm. Your best pal, Steve Ritchie. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and he was like, hey, here's the thing. Here's what's going to happen. Bam. And he laid it out for me. And he said, Jill told me all this stuff. By the way, I want Jill on. Whether or not we agree with everything she
Jill
says,
Ritchie?
Who cares? She's awesome. She's like into all this conspiracy, and I'm into it too. So please.
I heard a funny quote.
Let's have her on.
That
dude.
Said, 2020 turned Alex Jones from a pariah to a prophet.
I don't think that's just 2020, though. Come on, dude. It's funny, but like, let's
it's
be honest.
Pretty
here.
True, though.
Is it? Because he
a lot of revelations happened that he called.
A lot of revelations.
Right about a lot of things.
So let's make this clear. You're right about that, but it's not just for the year 2020, even though it happened in the year 2020. I had to make that clear.
Yeah.
Because we found out a lot of
people,
stuff about
people
previous
are,
stuff.
People
we found
are,
a lot about stuff in 2000.
Yeah.
2000.
People are,
all
people are
now.
Waking up and red pilling.
This is 20 years
a lot more
in the
conscious.
Making, dude.
Yeah. People are red pilling, becoming a lot more conscientious about. What's going on
yeah.
beyond just their work life and their
personal
life.
As soon
life.
As we started this podcast, one of my guys out here doing, you know, the Lord's work pretty much, Blaze Foray,
yeah.
freaking came on and he red pilled the crap out of us, dude. And I was like, oh, I wasn't ready for it. Now I'm super freaking ready for it. I want to have him back on. But anyway,
we
point is,
Blaze back
we
on,
should have him back
after
on.
The
just,
election.
Yeah, wow. dude, definitely. Blaze, if you're hearing this, if you're listening to this, I know you watch our stuff. You always like it, dude. Come back on.
Yeah.
But this time, you need to come to Texas to visit and
Ooh.
Then come in and let's get in the studio. The new studio. Let's get in the studio. Let's freaking hang out.
Once we get it
have
all
a good
totally
time,
built.
Dude.
Ooh.
I don't know what you like to drink. Just hit me up. I'll get some whiskey poured or
we'll
whatever.
Do it.
If you drink soda, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Anything. But the point is, he red-pilled us, man. And
right.
like, I was already, okay, hold on. I was
already
into
there,
it and
yeah.
you were already there. And I was like, man, this is crazy. This is awesome. But like, he went a little more ham than I expected. And I was like, oh no, what should I do? Like that senator out here,
mm-hmm.
like that whatever Supreme Court justice. But I realized after that episode, because of what happened, I can't be like that. And the fact that all this stuff is happening and it's becoming real, dude, is like, okay. You know how recently I've been super into freaking aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what's going on with me, but like, I'm super into space. I've always been into space, but I'm more involved in the fact that interdimensional stuff could be real. Whether God created it or not, doesn't matter. It could still be real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I'm realizing a lot of the stuff that you grow up not thinking is real and you think it's just some crazy thing. 2020 is hitting, dude. It's hitting so hard that I'm like, oh my God,
Whoa.
Is this stuff real, dude?
Yeah, it's like it's like,
oh my gosh,
like,
dude.
I would totally
you know?
Just not be surprised at this point if Santa Claus just like busted through the door and was like, yo, you want some presents? I'd be like,
dude,
oh yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, sure. You would almost be like, oh, we believe it now because
yeah.
all this crap's going
Why
on.
Why not?
You know?
Yeah.
It all started with Epstein, dude. You think? What happened before Epstein that was like big and everyone was like, oh my God. She wasn't ready. You know what happened, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Shout out to Kevin Hart. That was a quote.
Honestly, I think when.
Because that's got to be it, dude. Right? And who did that?
I disagree. I think when.
Oh,
I think
okay,
when,
okay.
when Trump gave his very first speech and said that.
Drain the swamp.
No, he said that Mexico is not sending their best and their brightest. They're sending rapists. They're sending criminals. Which was 100% true.
No, it is 100% true. That was like a revelation, right?
But the thing is, that was so shocking to so many people is that that's when they really go, is that right? Like, are they really?
Why wouldn't it be right?
And then they look it up, and then they do a little bit more digging on their own, and they go, whoa, like, Mexican government is releasing prisoners and sending them up here.
Yeah,
and so are Central American governments. They're saying, get the heck out of our countries, you know, go to America. There's plenty of opportunity up there.
Do you know why? So it's funny, and they come in illegally too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't accept a lot of people. To get into this country legally is insane.
Yeah, super hard.
But that right there,
yeah.
60 grand? Wow. Mm-hmm. That right there should explain the reason. Every other country will F us over at any chance they get.
Because
we are the power. Imagine being at work. Let's just go to a smaller scale so people can understand it. You're the best guy at your job. What happens? Everyone freaking hates you, dude.
Yep.
Everyone hates you, and they want your position.
Yep.
They will be
jealous. They want your money.
They will try to get your money however they can. Whether that's getting one over on you or doing it the legit way and being freaking unlazy and waking up and getting to work and doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's America. Whether or not America is the greatest country in the world anymore, it still is to me.
Yeah, definitely.
The biggest power in the world, I should say. The biggest power in the world is subjective because you think China might be there too as far as being power.
Not even close.
Power? You don't think so?
No, not even close.
Okay, whatever. So this point still remains. We're still the best. So
like every metric ever, yeah, we are definitely still the best. Besides number of people.
Right.
Like, they just outnumber
us. There's a guy's book. Forgot his name.
They're not
dude.
Playing by any rules.
He wrote a book called...
We are playing by all sorts of these stupid international rules.
Mm-hmm.
And now that freaking Joe Biden's going to be in office, we're gonna re-sign up for the JCPOA. We're going to re-sign up for the Paris Climate Accords and follow all these stupid international rules that China and India and Africa don't have to freaking follow at all. Not even a little bit.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's just us, France, the UK.
Right.
And we get effed the most because... We have the most to lose. We have the best, most prosperous country. And if we scale it all back so they can kind of do this great leap forward like fucking Mao Zedong did, then
wow,
we're going to get screwed out of it.
Mao Zedong?
He was the first communist leader of China. And killed
Mao Zedong? Mao, are you sure? I thought his name was something different.
Yes, I'm sure.
Genghis Khan? Is that not him?
That was like the 1300s. So, and he was Mongolian, so.
Oh, it's not Genghis Khan? Okay, Genghis Khan killed 10% of the population.
Of the world? Yeah.
There's a freaking history, like, podcast about it.
Yeah, and then I think it's like one
Again, Joe Rogan. God, stop, man.
Okay.
Get in my head.
So one out of every, like, six people in Asia are related, like, indirectly related to Genghis Khan.
Ooh. Awkward.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to what I was saying, the Mexico thing. So, yes, it brings to light the fact that bro, people want to be in this country, and obviously America doesn't want the worst. They want the best and brightest. Well, oh, that's selfish. Oh, is it? Because look at Mexico. Who makes the country better? Who is in high power? Who invents things for their country the best and brightest?
Mm-hmm.
It's not you taking welfare. It's not you taking the stimulus and not doing anything with it. Financially correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you that isn't, you know, smart about the way they use their money. It's the people that make something out of themselves.
Yeah.
That was a weird motivational moment I was feeling.
No.
So I just freaking slammed it down. You're right. That would probably be the first revelation. But the problem is that first revelation, I don't think it was a revelation.
I think it was.
I don't think it was.
Not for us. I think it was for the majority of the country. They said, okay, that's either
it wasn't for the majority of the country.
I think it was. I think they labeled it, you know, opponents of America First agenda, let's just say.
Yeah.
So there's globalists and then there's patriots. That's how I view the politic of America right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
So there's not liberals and conservatives. There's patriots that want our country to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And
America
then
first.
And then there's globalists that want the world to be better at any cost.
They want literally a socialist world.
Yeah, and I've never, ever, for a day in my life, ever been a globalist. As soon as I knew what the UN did and how much money and time they waste and bickering and just the futility of that whole organization.
Oh, dude, I got a topic we need to talk about.
I found out that wow, globalism is a horrible, horrible idea.
Yeah.
Like, countries exist for a reason. Ethnicities exist for a reason. Diversity is a bad thing, mm-hmm. for the most part, and it hinders progress. True progress. I think that when I say diversity, I don't just mean ethnic diversity. I mean a diverse opinion of ideas. It slows things down because there's more of a disagreement to overcome. If we all agree on what color shirt we're going to wear that day, we all look uniform, we all behave well. If the guys want to wear blue, girls want to wear pink, okay, slight disagreement there, that's fine. If everybody wants to wear a different color,
yeah,
that's, there's
but
no
part
uniformity
of what you're saying
there.
Is that almost like, this is a stretch, and it's going to sound extreme,
mm-hmm.
but is that not like a communistic thought?
No, we're not sharing anything. We're organized.
Communism is sharing? I thought communism was just saying, we're all going to be freaking uniform. We're going to do this right.
No, wrong. Communism is completely sharing. There is no private property. There is no ownership.
I thought that was socialism.
No. Socialism is government.
Dude, I need to have a freaking class.
You need to talk to a poli-sci guy is what you need to do.
Oh, no way, dude.
I'm a political scientist. No, burr, burr, burr.
Dude, what if like during that we did like a little cartoon clip and you have a big head and a small body and like I'm like, oh yeah,
cartoon me runs across like, yeah, poli sci, meh.
Oh my gosh, we're so freaking weird, dude.
Communism is you have no private property at all. Socialism is the government owns all property.
Ah.
And the government and government takes it all in, disperses it evenly across the board. Everyone's even opportunity, even outcome.
Yeah.
Capitalism is good capitalism, I should say. Good capitalism is equal opportunity in a disparate outcome based on how well you take that opportunity and deal with it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Communism is equal opportunity, equal outcome. And there's really, like, socialism is basically a part of communism, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Under the umbrella. I get it. So, wow, okay. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not a globalist. I know that, obviously, you know.
But, yeah, so if we have, if America is, I'm not talking about ethnicities. I'm not saying, like, we should kick all of one ethnic group out or anything.
No, I know what you're saying, dude, because that same ethnic group, like,
but we need
like
to,
you're married to a prime example.
Exactly.
I get that. Yeah. It's not ethnic. It mainly has to do with ideologies.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's it. Because like
you can either, and it started with Woodrow Wilson, as far as presidents go, that said he created what was called at the time the League of Nations, and that was the precursor to the United Nations. And he believed essentially that, look, we have to create a new world order. I'm not getting conspiratorial. That's the words they used. A new world order in which all the nations is to prevent another World War One. Okay, it had good intentions, and so do coronavirus lockdowns, right? But it was essentially to create a new world order in which countries could go in, do this. All the world leaders or their ambassadors would go in and vote on something and say, okay, well, you know, so-and-so country, Russia, Iran, did this bad thing, and we've got to condemn it, so let's put sanctions on them, and let's all agree not to buy their goods and let them export so that they fall in line with the rest of us, right? And that failed miserably because countries are independent. They don't want to.
They're not going to listen, dude. Even if you have a meeting about it, and you say, yeah, we're not going to do this, and it's going to happen.
Yeah, and now the UN is the current version of that, and it's mediocrely effective. NATO is much more effective because it's more of a military alliance. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is what NATO is, and if the rule with NATO is if one country gets attacked, that's a NATO country. All the other NATO countries, essentially the U.S. being like 70% of
allies.
Yes.
They're straight just allies. That's all they are.
They go in and wreck them.
Right.
Bad.
Yeah.
So no, that's why NATO countries are so safe. And that was created after the Cold War in order to prevent an attack from Soviet Union at the time.
Because at that point, they knew that everyone was against. You know what's funny? Like, why do we even need UN then, right? NATO is all we really need. You think? I mean, everyone just agrees, okay, you know what? We're all allies here. We're in NATO.
I mean, because I'm such a...
We don't need every country to be in it. I'm not saying like that.
Yeah,
I'm
but
saying,
because I am such a non-globalist...
You don't want NATO either.
I know. I think NATO should have been a 5-year thing, 10-year thing, and then done.
Because of the Cold War, and that's it. And you just get out of it. Whenever it's not Soviet Union anymore, you're
as
like,
soon as
right.
The Soviet Union collapsed, NATO should have broken up. But now we're in too deep. Now we're elbow deep. And a lot of really smart and, frankly, a lot of people that I agree with on a lot of things, foreign policy-wise, would disagree with me that, oh, NATO's very necessary. We've got to have it because if a small country like Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic gets attacked, pretty sure they're in NATO. Most European countries are. If they get attacked, they're too small to defend themselves. It's like, okay, well, does NATO need to exist for that to happen? Or can we just say, like we did with Kuwait in 1991, hey, Saddam, get the hell out of Kuwait or we're going to kick your ass. And Saddam says no. And so we kick Saddam's ass and don't depose the leader. That's too far, George W. We can just... you. We can just... we can just... we can just...
A little finger wag from Matt.
Use,
you know, that's
our intense... military to just bust them back, prevent any further conflict, and then end it and walk away. Quick strike, done. Like when we killed Soleimani, like when Syria gassed their own people, or maybe we don't know exactly who did it at this point, to be honest. It was most likely Assad that gassed his own people at the beginning of the Trump administration. Trump just went in and boom, took out Syria's biggest air base that the attack actually came from, supposedly. According to our intelligence sources, which, again, I don't believe a word they say. So
yeah, we're all out here messed up, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Our own country is all just freaking...
But the thing is, it sent a signal to the world that said, look, Trump is not a war guy. He's not going to invade Syria because they do this. But he does stand by his red lines, unlike President Obama. President Obama said, if they gas the Syrian people, that's when we invade. And they gassed the Syrian people, and we just literally did nothing. We like did some small sanctions against Assad and some higher ups in the Syrian government, and that was literally it. And they just ignore them. They just ignore them. They just get all their money from Russia. So,
dude, it's that freaking
Trump came
money
in.
Maker.
Trump came in and kicked the crap out of their biggest air base, like leveled the whole thing, and killed like maybe 13 people. Like that's it. Like not many casualties, and they were all Syrian army. It's the Syrian Revolution.
Just quick,
whatever.
Boom, done, out.
Yep.
Everyone's like,
Stinger drone striked
and blah, blah,
there wasn't
blah.
Even a drone. It was Stinger missiles from a destroyer, like,
oh, right.
A freaking 2 miles away.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't even use a drone. Whereas Obama killed a U.S. citizen on foreign soil with a drone. Think about that. Think about that. No.
Think about that.
No.
Nah, I mean,
constitutional process. No due process. I mean, it was Anwar al-Awlaki who was the, basically, like, the, he was the chief cyber, I'm trying to put this in the best words, but like the chief cyber expert for Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda basically used him to create propaganda on the internet and recruit Americans via the internet in the early 2000s, you know, right after 9/11. He was a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, for like ISIS, right? Or not for ISIS.
Or Al-Qaeda, yeah. Which was... closely related to...
Is that how you actually pronounce his name? Everyone always said Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda is like, yeah, the Americanized version, but Al-Qaeda.
Okay, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Anwar al-Awlaki was the... He's an American, born in, I think, Albuquerque. And don't ask me why I know so much about
dude,
all this
what
crap.
What the heck, dude?
I think it was from... he was... And then he moved to the Middle East. I can't remember what country we killed him in, to be honest with you. I think it was probably Pakistan. But, or Iran. No, I mean, or Iraq. Maybe it was Iraq. Anyway, he moved over there thinking he's all safe. And then we killed him and his, like, 13-year-old son. And we just recently killed his daughter, who was, like, 8 years old. Drone strike. Killed his whole family.
Where did that come from? That spill that you just did. What the heck, man? We killed his whole family? Why did we kill his whole family,
man? I'm talking about presidents using their powers and how powerful they are. And how Trump was like, I'm very precise. I want to send signals when I bomb stuff. And I don't want to get any troops on the ground. I'm pulling them all out.
And so this guy that killed his daughter was not Trump?
Yeah, I think it was Obama. I think it was Trump that ordered the drone strike that ended up killing Anwar al-Awlaki's daughter, I think.
Why was she anywhere near this thing?
I don't know.
It's not on the details, man. We need the deets out here. But yeah. I get it, dude. I get it. I just think that, like,
Obama did not care about the Constitution one iota. Does not, did not, never did, never will. Terrible president.
And that's not really an argument because, like, I know Trump. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever. But espionage, brother. I don't know, man. I think that it could go one of two ways. Like you just said, Biden says nothing happened, sweeps it under the rug. My issue is that if that's happening.
He's not going to retaliate.
If that's happening, we're a lot closer than people think to a little bit of other country control on our country.
Yeah.
We're already there. But I'm talking about I'm talking about physical. I'm not talking about, you know, China controls Hollywood or Russia did an espionage attack on our internet. No, I'm talking about what's going to happen when Biden doesn't retaliate and we're chilling like villains and the villains show up. What's going to happen when, what's that movie?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. You knew exactly what I was talking about. What's going to happen when Red Dawn is a thing?
The thing is, though, that won't be a thing until they take all of the guns away. And the thing is, nobody's really put anything serious out there, but they're talking, we should mandatory buybacks. That'd be such a good idea because then people will get the money for the gun and it'd all be voluntary. You know, voluntary mandatory buyback, right? It kind of makes sense. They did it in Australia and it worked out, right? It worked out perfectly. No. All the law-abiding citizens gave up their guns for money, and then all the criminals kept their freaking guns. And now only criminals have guns.
That's freaking crime, dude.
Yeah.
Idiots.
So dumb. Sorry, Australia, but you screwed that one up.
Speaking of guns.
They had one mass shooting and just were like, guns, we don't need those. Boom, gave them all up. One mass shooting. Whereas we have one, every 3 years. That's funny. It's not funny, but it's kind of strange how they happen in bursts. Have you noticed that?
No, I have, it's been talked about before.
And then they'll be like, now gun reform and gun control and all this.
Well, my mom always said, growing up, she's always like, everything happens in threes. She was like, if you're going to get hurt today, get ready because something else is going to happen, and then something else is going to happen. It's weird how she did that, but it was always the bad things. I don't know why, but positive things apparently too. She never really said it like that because I'd be like, gosh, dang it, man. You know, as a little kid, god dang it. And I'd be like, this happened again, Mom. You know, it'd be the second time or something, you know. This guy trash canned me. No, I'm just kidding. That never happened to me. That didn't happen. I'm tiny, but whatever. And she'd be like, everything happens in threes. I'd be like, what the crap was that?
Yeah, I was like,
what the crap? Thanks for nothing. Where's my comfort, you know? But she just, always threw facts, you know. And I was like, okay, fine. And now here we are, and we're like, you know, these school shootings happen in bursts, and it's like, you know, boom, 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 and it doesn't. They sometimes really aren't related at all.
Yeah,
they'll be across the country,
but one can inspire the other.
But definitely, one can inspire the other, and you get this weird thing where this guy rises to the top, and probably what's going on is dark web, I guess. You have these crazy groups that are all into each other, and you have one guy that's like, I'm gonna do it. And everyone's like, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Egging him on. Yeah.
And you have that one guy, and then there's two biggest fans. And then one guy goes boom off the rocker, and then his two biggest fans are like
inspired, yeah.
It sucks, you know. But honestly, I'm gonna say this and it's gonna sound absolutely terrible. Some of that might be the cost of living in a free country.
It is. No, absolutely it is. It's not a terrible thing to say. It's a reality. It's right. Like saying grass is green. If you have freedom, you have more danger. Period.
You do. You do.
That's the cost of living in a free society.
Need to be able to be everywhere. We need to be able to have guns. And,
there's a reason shooters target gun-free zones, like malls and schools.
Oh, dude, for sure. And you think that smart people, I think everyone has this idea that no one knows how to use a gun. And even though some chode may go out and buy a gun today, mm-hmm. and he has no idea, he's about to learn.
Yeah.
But you get someone that has bad intentions, it's pretty obvious what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to this point where it's obvious. Bad people are going to do bad things, mm-hmm. and you're going to have these good people out here, and this guy that doesn't even know what the heck he's doing, he's not going to grab it and start being like, oh, yeah, it's a gun, dude. Everyone,
they're easy.
I don't know. I feel, well, they are, but they're everyone also offer. Has, I think I would say, if they're not a child, they should have a good respect for that gun.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like a car. You know what I'm saying? It's like a car. You don't drive a car like an idiot.
You think a 16-year-old is ready? No. Exactly. They're afraid of it.
They're just, yeah.
They're like, oh, man. And it's automatic, and they can't even drive a stick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These days.
But that's kind of
learn
like
how to drive a stick.
We should
huh?
do. We should. You know, I just thought we should do a JFK episode.
Well, I've got the JFK episode. We also need to do an episode on, dang it. Earlier, I was thinking about it. Earlier, I was thinking about the episode we needed. Dang it.
So, while you're thinking about that, I was going to say, the whole point of, like, there's this saying in the JFK conspiracy, like, world, where it's like, well, Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't have done it because he was a sharpshooter in the military, and that's like the lowest rank you can be. And everyone that he served with said he was a lousy shot, which was true. He was a lousy shot while he was in the military. He gets out. What does he do? According to the FBI, in multiple accounts and rounds found, as well as shells found from his rifle that he owned, were found in this ditch that he practiced shooting in almost every day. He got good. Under the radar. Now, the FBI was tracking him, supposedly, during this whole time, and watched him as he was shooting, and they went and collected a shell casing, or a few of them. They went and collected some bullets that were in the ground, and just to make sure that this gun matched this, or these projectiles and shell casings matched this gun. And then they said, okay, well, his fingerprints are on this gun. Now, my question is, did they do that because they perceived him as a threat and an FBI informant was informing on this potential threat, or did they do it to set him up?
Because why would you be following some rando dude out of the military like that?
Well, he was a communist, and he was dispersing Cuban communist propaganda, which is his right to do as an American. And they were actively trying to stop him from
But that might be something for them to watch him. That's good. That's a good point.
Yeah, no,
they might watch him because of that, right?
That's why.
Because you're thinking, like, if they set him up, but does it make sense? Because, like, you don't, like, if I got out of the military and I'm like, I'm a freaking terrible shooter, let me get better, and I'm going to get better, no one's going to be watching some average Joe. Mm-hmm. Why would they be watching an average Joe? But the propaganda thing, that's, dang it, that makes sense.
And I don't, a lot of people don't know this, but
setting up things is definitely true.
Lee Harvey Oswald actually attempted to assassinate a 5-star general right before he supposedly assassinated JFK.
Yeah, but like, so you hear some interviews, right?
Missed by like that much. It was at his house, staring at him through the window, shot at him, and missed by like that much. And then the general got away, and Lee Harvey Oswald fled, and that was it.
Okay.
So
you're talking about like an almost impossible shot, though.
No. This is a fairly easy shot, 100 yards maybe.
Not that shot.
The JFK.
The JFK shot was not easy. Everyone says it's easy. It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And
it's not
okay,
easy.
We won't go into too much into JFK.
What I'm doing right now is comparing those two freaking shots.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. You brought it up. I'm into it. You want to do a whole episode on this crap?
Oh, I could go.
God,
I could literally,
man.
I could
here's
literally
the deal.
Go for hours uninterrupted.
Here's
on the
JFK freaking deal, man. You're talking about
so
a
much.
Setup, and I agree with it. It has to be. But I've talked to FBI guys. I've talked to literally one FBI guy. I said guys, plural.
Uh huh. What'd he say? Loyalist.
What? No, dude. All he said was obviously he doesn't. It doesn't matter to him because he's not connected to the case. He can say whatever he wants. even as an FBI guy. It's not like you get in the FBI and you're given all these secrets.
He's loyal to the FBI, though, so he's going to defend them.
He likes the FBI. He also knows what they've done. Yeah. And he doesn't want to be on the show because he would talk too much. I'm not even kidding, dude. It pisses me off. I want him to be on the show. He has things about Epstein, dude.
We got
to
do a voice modulator.
I've told you that,
blurry
man.
Blurry face.
He has things about Epstein. Who is,
okay,
like,
tell me about what he knows about JFK real quick.
Well, he just said if it was a cover-up, it would make sense. That's all he said, literally. And I was like, oh,
that's an admission
okay.
of guilt in my book.
Nah, he knows that it's possible.
I know.
That's all it is.
I think it's highly likely.
Yeah, it's straight up that he's just like, yeah, it's possible. But like, he also knows, I mean, it's also possible the other direction. Like, there's not really anything that tells you otherwise. So it's pretty clear how they would get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, just like Democrats knew what they were doing when they set up Dominion and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI knows what they're doing. They're not stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So if they can't get away with it, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're not going to do it. Unless you're a single FBI freaking pawn trying to get over on somebody and you mess up.
No, not necessarily. Totally disagree with you on that one point because what did Andrew McCabe do? Andrew McCabe was the assistant director of the FBI.
Yeah, dude, that's huge. I said a pawn. I said a single pawn.
But
he's not a pawn. He's a freaking king. He's a queen. He's a queen.
He's a queen. Yeah.
He's a damn queen.
No, but he. But the thing is, he's doing what you said. He thought he could get away with it, and totally didn't. The FISA application, FISA warrant.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Peter Strzok as well was. The deputy FBI director, I think, or assistant, whatever. He was way up there. I can't remember exactly what his rank was. But Strzok is very likely going to go to federal prison or plea out. He is under criminal investigation as we speak. The Durham probe is a criminal probe, and he is, like, the number one target.
And it's happening right now.
Yes.
It is happening right now.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in this world, and 2020 has made us realize there's a little too much. And you know what's even more interesting to me? Before now, we probably wouldn't even know anything about that. We probably wouldn't even know anything about a lot of this crap.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well,
are people just like more interested in freaking talking right now?
Kim Kardashian. She ruined it all. She ruined the world. No, I'm just kidding. But really, really and truly, I'm saying pop culture icons. Michael Jackson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 60s, you could say...
Is your mic cable, like, getting all weird?
Back in the 60s, you have to think of who are the biggest stars, right? Frank Sinatra was a huge, huge star in the early 60s. Elvis, huge star.
Okay. Throw it out.
JFK, and this is just an example here. JFK was a friend, and not necessarily... A good friend. I don't know the exact details, but he was a friend, and knew Sinatra very well. And Sinatra also had very close ties to the mafia. And JFK was supposed to go to taking pictures of me. JFK was supposed
Instagrams,
to
Instagrams, brother.
JFK was supposed to go to a dinner after his inauguration. A dinner party, like a party at Frank Sinatra's house. Frank Sinatra, this is a true story, built a helipad for JFK's, for Marine One, for the presidential helicopter to land on. He built it at his house, this big concrete helipad, for this occasion. And Robert Kennedy was like, look, Sinatra's got ties to the mob. I'm attorney general. I'm going after the mob. We cannot have this perception of you being friends with Sinatra. So they canceled the whole thing. And the story goes that Sinatra went out with a sledgehammer and destroyed the entire helipad by hand. He was that pissed. But my point is, in telling that story...
What is your point?
That's a true story.
Holy crap, that's crazy, dude.
Yes, the point of that story is...
If he was that mad...
He was...
Come on.
Sinatra was in the Rat Pack. Movie star. Huge hits.
Sure.
One of the biggest stars of our age, of the 20th century. And... JFK threw that out the window for a better presidency. Because JFK was a good president. Good person.
And that's why he got assassinated.
Yes, exactly.
It sucks, man.
But my point is, today, it's the opposite. It's it's we idolize those
Frank Sinatra's,
those pop icons, yeah, so much that we don't even pay attention to what the president does. No, right, one cares. It's just you know, the president
is. But that, I think that changed.
He's just another celebrity. It changed with Trump, for sure.
Changed with Trump because he was a celebrity.
Yeah,
turned president.
Yeah,
so what you're saying is true.
Yeah, so it's. I feel like society has put a lot more importance on celebrities
now. What do you
as opposed to leaders?
What do you think we're gonna do now that we're, you know, in the and apparently still in a pandemic where celebrities normally are LA. What do you think we're going to do when we don't have any content or anything from them to follow now that Trump is, quote unquote, might be out of office or whatever, mm-hmm, pretty much is, and there's not going to be a celebrity in the White House. No one's going to pay attention to that.
So look what's, you honestly, what I'm look what's happening is a lot of people are either creating their own content with TikTok or YouTube or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
They're creating their own content with social media and then paying attention more to themselves and to their friends.
Yeah.
As opposed to what's really going on.
Look, we're here for you guys. We're here for the fans. We're not here for me. We're not here for Matt. Like, I love talking. I love being on a podcast. Obviously, like, share, subscribe. Just want to tell you guys that because we're not like these guys. We're not doing TikTok. We're not dancing in front of you. We're having an awesome conversation. And we just want you to freaking hear it.
I was going to say, if you have watched even just a few episodes of this podcast, you'll know that I am not looking to be popular. I'm not looking to win a popularity contest.
Not at all. Like, I'm out here trying to market a little bit because, like, I need people to listen to it.
Because we want people to hear it. But like, I want people to hear my opinion because I'm very opinionated about a lot of things. And I have very strong feelings about a lot of things. And I have nothing but logic and rationale to back up those opinions. And I feel like a lot of people can share those opinions and do share those opinions, but they don't. They either don't know the logic or rationale behind it, or they or the opposite.
They don't want to say it.
They have, or they don't want to say it. They don't think anyone agrees with them. They're scared, which is understandable with cancel culture. But they may have the opposite. They may have the rationale, but they don't have the opinion yet because they don't think about it. They've been paying attention to this or that. You know, I use Kim Kardashian. I like Kim Kardashian. I'm not saying she's a bad person.
Did you have coffee today? Recently, you've literally never talked that fast on this podcast ever.
It's, dude, once I get a stream of consciousness,
you heard it first here. No, I know, and I'm there, dude. I know the feeling. I'm just saying, like, man, dude, that was awesome.
Yes,
and I could understand all of it. Most of our listeners probably won't.
No.
That was awesome.
That most of our listeners, I think, will.
They can listen to it again. You can rewind it. I don't care. I'm just saying. That's awesome. That's like when you're on a stream and you're just like, pow, 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 pow. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then people are like, you're talking too fast. I can't hear you.
Play it at one.
All right, whatever, dude.
Speed so
growing up, dude, that was what I always heard. Honestly, because sometimes I didn't have a good... I still do it, but I didn't have a good stream going. It was like, heck yeah, I'm in it. You know, and I'm still trying to talk. Mom's like, slow down. She would just look at me, freaking annoyed. Or it would go the way of, say that again?
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
it's crazy, dude.
I'm personally a very, like, very introverted person. I don't have any social media. I don't.
That's why I freaking got him on the podcast.
I don't love speak it. Unless I have something like relevant and real to say. Like, I'm not a big storyteller. I don't share a lot of personal information or personal details unless it's my opinion.
Yeah,
like I'm the type of person, like, most of the time when I speak, people stop and listen to me because I don't speak very often, right? Like at work, we'll all be sitting in that big circle, right? At the before any work comes in, and everybody be chit chatting about this or the other, and just saying
they're basically
one upping
each other. That's always
kind
what
of yeah.
Yeah, that's always
and,
what it is, man.
And anytime I pipe in, you know, I feel like I get everybody's full attention.
Yeah. Oh, and totally agree
because
with that.
Because I only pipe in like once every morning or twice every morning.
Now, why do you think I was like, dude, this guy needs to be on the freaking podcast because what he says is real.
Yeah.
And on my side of things, I'm like, I talk way too much, and I want people to hear the tidbits that are real, so I need to do a podcast.
Mm.
So here I am.
Here we are.
But I'm, you know, I'm obviously not a political science major. I don't have the credentials. I don't have the paperwork. I don't have, honestly, I don't have the history knowledge.
Yeah, history's
a big
part.
I just don't have
it.
That. I don't have that. I also don't have the knowledge of how our Constitution works. But I'm also learning a lot. Just doing this podcast, I'm learning a ton, dude. Dude,
order yourself. I encourage everybody to do
this. Pocket Constitution.
Yes.
I knew you were going to say it, man. I know how you are, dude.
You should see my Pocket Constitution. The cover is like almost completely faded off of it.
Dude, thank you, everyone, for 30 episodes. This is going to be number 31. The thing is that throughout this whole time, me and Matt, we've grown close. We have a connection.
Yeah.
You know? He's late, but I don't give a crap. It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter,
late
dude.
Late to everything.
It doesn't matter. Podcasts don't have to matter like that. And, you know, I really think that about sums it up for us.
I think so. It was a very toasty episode.
That was good. We got a little bit of rants going there, dude. And I just said, you know what? Screw this. We're doing our own thing. We're going our own way. And this is the Toasty Podcast. Stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
Hope you liked our show. Be sure and like, share, and subscribe. That's how we get anywhere here. Share is probably the biggest one. And besides that, please check out ToastyPodcast.com or go to Patreon.com/ToastyPodcast for more info on our show or for the full episodes. Stay toasty. Toasty.